This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Spanish police are investigating a suspected letter bomb at an airbase outside Madrid, a day after a letter bomb exploded at the Ukrainian embassy. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Government officials confirmed another explosive package was also sent to an arms factory in Zaragoza in northern Spain. The factory makes grenade launchers, which Spain has sent to Ukraine. Police carried out a controlled explosion of the parcel. Officials have said the parcel at the arms factory had the same email address written on it as the package that exploded in the embassy. The embassy blast occurred when an employee opened a letter addressed to the ambassador. The employee was not seriously injured. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pressure mounted Thursday for South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to quit or face removal from office over a cash burglary at his farm that he allegedly covered up. As the ruling African National Congress announced it would convene emergency talks Friday, a source close to Ramaphosa told AFP that the embattled president, quote, is having a look at all the options, end quote. Ramaphosa canceled a scheduled questions and answer session in Parliament Thursday. Opposition politicians and critics of Ramaphosa fired a volley of demands that he resign. The national currency, the rand, fell nearly 3% as the crisis escalated. A defense lawyer on Thursday urged jurors in the criminal tax fraud trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump's real estate company to blame a greedy former senior executive and not the Trump Organization itself for any wrongdoing. The lawyer, representing one unit of the Trump Organization, pointed the finger at Alan Weisselberg, the company's longtime chief financial officer, in her closing argument to the 12-member jury in a New York state court. Other lawyers for the company will address jurors later, followed by prosecutors. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron is at the White House at this hour in talks with U.S. President Joe Biden. The two leaders will discuss everything from China to Ukraine amid lingering tensions over climate change. In remarks at an arrival ceremony for the French president, President Biden says he's happy to greet the French leader and his wife.
The temperature may be a little chilly on this December night day, but our hearts are warm and to welcome such close friends to the White House. President Macron and Brigitte, members of the French delegation, distinguished guests, it's an honor, a genuine honor to host you for the first state visit of my administration.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the state dinner.
French President Emmanuel Macron and some 300 other guests will feast on White House chef Chris Comerford's menu.
Beautiful things from the land and the sea.
From the starter.
Butter poached Maine lobster.
To beef, American cheeses, and pastry chef Susie Morrison's dessert.
Orange to pie cake with roasted pears.
All served with a red, white, and blue theme in a heated South Lawn Pavilion, where First Lady Jill Biden is evoking the memory of her mom, whom she says made every dinner feel special, even if it was just frozen fish sticks.
She would bring out the china and put fresh flowers on the table.
In this case, guests will not dine on official White House china, which is not allowed outside the executive mansion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An honorary member of the UK's royal household resigned Wednesday amid a racism controversy. The chief executive of an East London women's refuge said Lady Susan Hussey, who is white, repeatedly asked her, a brown-skinned woman, where she, quote, really was from, end quote, when she told the older woman that she was British. The exchange took place at a Buckingham Palace reception Tuesday for those working to end domestic violence. The incident reignited allegations of institutional racism at the palace on the first day of the Prince and Princess of Wales's visit to Boston. Ghana should take immediate steps to end the shackling of people with real or perceived mental health conditions, Human Rights Watch said Thursday, a practice that continues despite legislation against it. Researchers visited five prayer camps and traditional healing centers in eastern and central regions of Ghana, interviewing more than 50 people, the group said. French referee Stephanie Frappart will make history Thursday when she steps onto the pitch in Qatar ahead of the Group E game between Germany and Costa Rica. The official will become the first woman to take charge of a men's World Cup match, and she will lead an all-female crew. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.